This is Conversations on Healthcare. I'm Mark Maselli.
And I'm Margaret Flinter.
Well, Margaret, here we are, 2 years after the passage of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. And today, the Supreme Court, in a 5-4 ruling, found the act constitutional, with the opinion being written by the Chief Justice himself, Justice Roberts. What a day.
It is hard to fully express just how deeply elated we are at this good news after the excitement of December 20, 2009, and again in April 2010, when the Affordable Care Act was actually passed, to have lived under the threat of its repeal and setting back the clock decades. We aren't going to face that. We can go forward, make it better, and really move towards that just, equitable society where healthcare is a right and not a privilege. I'd say it's a banner day, Mark.
It is. Sing it across the country. Healthcare is a right and not a privilege. It's interesting, on the ruling, the 5-4, the majority ruled that the mandate is in fact a tax. And the rule of thumb here is that they have to use every resource within the law to find that the regulation is not unconstitutional. And what they found was Congress, in fact, had a right to tax. They didn't call it a tax in the bill they passed. They called it a mandate. But the Chief Justice and the four other liberal justices said, no, it is a tax. And that's what they hung their hat on. We're happy for it. And we move forward now. The only other issue is on the Medicaid provision. They said that states can't be forced, in fact, to expand Medicaid, in part because you can't be penalized to lose everything else. It should be an option. We will watch how that plays out, Margaret.
Well, I think that you just did a public service for people by really clearly explaining what I'm sure the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and every other publication will be trying to lay out in great detail in the media over the next couple of days. But in principle, in addition to letting it stand, it means the work that has already begun can move forward. And I think in particular, Mark, about the work of the health insurance exchanges that are set up in most states. Some states had held off waiting to see what this decision was. But it's really where the work will be done on the ground to make it possible for people who have not had access to coverage to get it with subsidies, to get it without regard to pre-existing conditions, and to get it with an essential minimum benefit defined. And that's where all of our great hope for improved prevention, for early detection, for management, and for healthier lives really comes from. So again, just completely thrilling news.
Well, you're absolutely right. The shift now turns to trying to focus in no longer on insurance, but on healthcare. And as you lay out the cornerstones, as you just did, we're having to sort of redefine and reinterpret primary care and our healthcare delivery system. And so there are lots of pieces that are in place already, more to come. 2014 is just around the corner. But in some ways, we will continue to watch the reaction that happens. Mm-hmm. And certainly, there will certainly be a focus in on the elections across the country as this ruling rolls out. But certainly, with the Chief Justice as the author of this, it will be hard pressed for conservatives to say that it slipped by.
Well, Mark, I can't help but think back to, and maybe give a special shout out in case you were listening, to then Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who was the guest on our very first show back in September of 2009, which was shortly after the first version of the Affordable Care Act had been released. And she was so positive and so optimistic about this passing and about what it would mean for the American people. So to Congresswoman Pelosi, congratulations. All of your prophecies came to bear.